now present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Previously, we heard how La Esmeralda had nursed her husband, Pierre Gringoire, back to health and strength. They had arranged to leave Paris together to escape from the clutches of Dom Frollo. Suddenly, there was a thunderous knock on the door, and an officer of the King's Guard entered and told them that an edict had been issued forbidding Esmeralda to leave Paris as she was suspected of being a witch. The officer then left. Pierre and Esmeralda hastily discussed what would be the best thing to do under the circumstances.
I told you Dom Frollo was a devil. We will never escape from him, Esmeralda.
Courage, Pierre. There was no great harm done yet. There must be some way in which we can leave Paris.
Dom Frollo has much power. He has the ear of the King's Cardinal, and we cannot do anything against him. All this is maddening, Esmeralda. We had planned out our happiness. It seems that every man's hand is against us, and there is nothing we can do.
Courage. Courage, Pierre.
I need courage. That is the one thing that has been lacking in my life. How can one fight against the power of Dom Frollo? Oh, it is all so hopeless.
It is not hopeless. We have right on our side, and if we appeal to the King of Justice, there is nothing to fear.
How can you say that? Is there not one law for the rich and another for the poor? Cannot Dom Frollo hire people to swear false evidence against us? I tell you, Esmeralda, it would be better to take our own lives than to attempt to fight against the power of Dom Frollo.
I cannot believe that, Pierre, and I need your aid. You must help me to fight him. We shall yet win freedom and happiness.
You need my aid?
I am asking for it.
What can we do?
Captain Phoebus de Chateaupierre once told me that if I was in need of any help, I should go to him.
You cannot go to him. Already the Lady Fleur-de-Lis has attempted to kill you.
I shall go to Captain Phoebus and tell him of our plight. You shall come with me. We will visit him as husband and wife.
You think Captain Phoebus de Chateaupierre will help us?
I hope so. He has much power at court, and our position is desperate, Pierre. We must turn to whoever we can to try and escape from the clutches of Dom Frollo.
You are right, Esmeralda. You are as wise as you are beautiful. Tomorrow you and I shall go and visit Captain Phoebus de Chateaupierre. Mayhap he will give us a pass to leave the city.
Let us hope so. Now rest, Pierre. You must not tire yourself. We shall tell Captain Phoebus the whole truth. We shall tell him of the attempt on your life and how we are being persecuted by Dom Frollo and his brother, Johann de Muller.
Next day, Esmeralda and Pierre Gringoire set out for the rooms of Captain Phoebus de Chateaupierre. They eventually arrived there, and a servant admitted them. After they had been waiting for some time, Captain Phoebus entered in a state of considerable agitation.
Esmeralda, why have you come here? This is madness.
I have brought my husband with me, Captain Phoebus.
If Fleur-de-Lis finds out that you have been here, she will never speak to me again.
There is no harm in my coming here with my husband.
I know Pierre Gringoire, the wretched poet. He is indeed fortunate to be the husband of the most beautiful woman in Paris.
I count myself as extremely fortunate, Captain Phoebus. But we have come here because we are in sore trouble.
You promised to give me your help if ever I needed it, Captain Phoebus. I have forgiven you for trying to carry me off. It was an ill-considered action on your part.
Yes, I am sorry for that.
The main result of your ill-considered action was to cause the wretched hunchback Quasimodo to receive 100 lashes.
The hunchback had no right to attack me.
Well, we have not come here to discuss that. We have come to seek your aid. Would it not be better for you if I left Paris? Your betrothed, the Lady Fleur-de-Lis, hates me. She has quarreled with you on my account. If you can go to her and tell her that you have sent me away from Paris, that I will not return, there is still a chance that your suit may succeed.
Yes, that is true.
Dom Frollo and his brother, Johann de Muller, are plotting evil against me. Dom Frollo has caused an edict to be issued forbidding me to leave Paris. If you can have that edict renounced, if you can have me passed through the city gate, it will be better for both of us, Captain Phoebus.
By the faith, you are right. I like not this Dom Frollo, nor his scoundrelly brother.
Johann de Mulung, the brother of Dom Frollo, tried to take my life. He stabbed me and wounded me sorely.
That is true, Captain Phoebus. Johann de Muller made a murderous attack upon my husband. He came to me with his clothing soaked in blood. I can give evidence against him.
That is very interesting. If we can prove that Dom Frollo and Jehan de Moulang tried to kill your husband, we will be able to have that edict renounced, and you, Esmeralda, will be able to leave Paris.
How shall we go about it, Captain Peter?
The first thing is to arrest Jehan de Moulang. Subject him to an inquiry. Then, if we can prove to the satisfaction of my Lord Cardinal that Jehan de Moulang really did try to take the life of your husband, the rest should be easy.
You will do this for me, Captain Phoebus?
I will do it for you, Esmeralda. If things had been different, you and I might have found happiness together.
I trust that you will yet find happiness with the Lady Fleur de Lis.
She will never make me as happy as you could, Esmeralda.
I have not come here to presume on any feelings you have for me, Captain Phoebus. But you are one of the king's officers. And through you, I seek the king's justice.
I have a score to settle with Dom Frollo. And that is one of the reasons why I offer you my help.
I accept your offer gladly. It is not my desire to make trouble for anyone. I only wish to leave Paris with my husband. We wish to start life again together, seeking peace and happiness.
I could give you so much more than Pierre Gringoire. I offer you luxury, wealth, and comfort. Stay in Paris, and I swear that you shall have my protection. No one will dare to raise a hand against you.
Enough. Enough, Captain Phoebus. Have you forgotten that Esmeralda is my wife?
I have not forgotten that she is your wife. It is a sin that she should be married to so poor a thing as you.
You insult me, sir.
Peace, Pierre. Captain Phoebus is going to help us.
Yes, I am going to help you. I will take some men-at-arms down to the Cathedral of Notre Dame and place Jehan de Moulang under arrest. You two will hold yourselves in readiness until I send for you to give evidence against him.
Oh, again I thank you, Captain Phoebus. We will wait to hear from you. Come, Pierre.
Late that afternoon, Dom Frollo was conferring with his brother, Jehan de Moulin, in the Cathedral of Notre Dame. The two men were having a fierce argument.
Not earned your other 25 pieces of gold, Jehan. You have not brought me the proof that Pierre Gringoire is dead.
I tell you, I stabbed him. He must be dead.
His body was never found. Why do you not go down and see Esmeralda? She must know whether her husband is alive or dead.
I am afraid to go and see La Esmeralda. She suspects me. She saw blood upon the sleeve of my coat.
You were a fool to go there with blood on your coat. Did you not tell her that Quasimodo desired the death of Pierre Gringoire?
Yes, I told her that, but she did not believe me.
I say again, you are a fool. I thought you were so cunning that there would be no mistakes about this affair.
Claude, what I did was for you. I was under your orders, and it is now your duty to protect me. If I stand in any danger, I will not stand alone.
You rogue. Would you betray me?
I would do anything to save myself. You mean nothing to me.
I am your brother.
My brother, who sent me to commit a murder. Do you think I have any love for you, that I will give my life to shield you? You must find some way out of this, Claude, if you would save yourself.
We do not know yet whether there is any danger. But rest assured that I will help you, Jehan.
You must help me, in your own interests.
Everyone knows that you are a good-for-nothing scapegrace. They would not take your word against mine. After all, I am the Archdeacon of Notre Dame.
I would have Esmeralda called to give evidence against you. Did you not threaten her husband? Was she not aware of your designs?
Cease making trouble, Jehan. I promise that if there is any danger, you shall have every protection. I will use all my power.
So be it, Claude. Now I must prove to you that I carried out your task.
Quasimodo may know whether Pierre Gringoire is dead. We shall ask him. Quasimodo! Quasimodo!
I am coming, Master.
It is a pity you did not get Quasimodo to commit the murder.
I thought you were anxious to earn the 50 pieces of gold.
I have only received 25 so far.
Come, Quasimodo. Have you heard anything of the poet Pierre Gringoire, the husband of La Esmeralda?
Why, what do you wish to know about him?
I heard a rumor that he was set upon and stabbed by some stranger. I wondered whether the man still lived.
He still lives. I found him lying sorely wounded in the streets. I carried him back to his room where his wife, Esmeralda, tends him.
You carried him back? You hunchbacked fool! How dare you help him? That and that for your foolishness!
Do not strike me, my master.
I know not why I keep you here, you helpless, misshapen creature. What right have you to help Esmeralda and Pierre Gringoire?
Send him to find out whether Pierre Gringoire has since died.
Yes. Quasimodo, go to the home of Esmeralda and find out if Pierre Gringoire still lives.
Who is that?
Open in the name of the king.
Open in the name of the king? What can that mean?
Open the door, Quasimodo.
Come, my men. Jehan de Moulang is here.
What is this, Captain Phoebus? Why do you bring your soldiers to the cathedral?
I have come here to arrest Jehan de Moulang for the attempted murder of one Pierre Gringoire.
The soldiers seized Jehan de Moulang. He struggled to free himself, and Dom Frollo advanced menacingly towards Captain Phoebus. Will Jehan de Moulang be punished for the attempted murder of Pierre Gringoire? Will Esmeralda escape from Paris? We shall hear more about this in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.